Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. I thought I'd like to record a boo on the subject of... how can I approach this? It's in response to a couple of boos published by Pilgrim Chris that were brought to my attention. One was rather cleverly titled "I Won't Simply Tolerate You," and the second one was called "I Want to Interfere with You," and so if you've not heard those, it might be worth having a listen to those. But anyway, he raises an interesting subject about tolerance, how tolerance is defined as allowing someone else to have an opinion that you disagree with without interfering with them. And the idea he puts forward is that the perceived wisdom or received wisdom in society seems to be that tolerance is a good thing. So he puts forward this interesting argument that tolerance is not a good thing, because tolerance is where is a very passive thing, where you don't interfere, you don't interact with the person with whom you don't agree. Hence the word, or the phrase, you know, without interfering, or not interfering. And his contention is that it's a much better thing to actually interfere with the people you disagree with. It's an interesting idea. I certainly found it an interesting subject that he's raised, so I thank him for raising that. And quite an attractive idea that he puts forward. I think it also makes me think again about the discussion I was having with here on Audioboo in public with Jacqueline B. About is honesty the best policy, which is on a similar subject really, where you want to be honest and offer the feedback to someone, maybe someone you're disagreeing with, and you disagree with something they've said or whatever. And you want to offer the feedback. You want to be honest and say, "This is how I feel about what you said," which is an example of interference, as Pilgrim Chris is describing it. And Jacqueline puts forward the idea that if somebody says something that that I want to give them feedback about, maybe because of a disagreement or whatever, difference of opinion, yeah, that if I offer that feedback in honesty and I don't get the response, I don't get an acknowledgement of what's been offered, that gift of honesty which has been offered, if you don't get the acknowledgement, then that's your problem, because you were expecting a response, you're expecting an acknowledgement, and when you offered up that gift of honesty, that gift of interference, maybe one should not have the expectation of any response. And I can see the attraction towards that idea as well. So it's just interesting to me how those things came together. And I think what that implies to me, because it did happen to me, there was somebody did express an opinion, and I tried to, you know, in honesty and in generosity, I tried to offer that feedback. And, you know, as Pilgrim Chris would describe interference, and others also offered feedback to that person. And that person appeared to completely ignore the feedback. So if you try to interfere, and the person you're trying to interfere with, that you're disagreeing with, and you want to feedback that your disagreement as a gift, if they don't listen, they don't let you interfere with them, in Pilgrim Chris's terminology, then you have to switch back to tolerance, I think. As if you offer that interference and it's not accepted, it's not acknowledged, it's completely ignored, then unless you have Jacqueline B's generosity of keeping on giving despite being ignored, then it hurts. So it's better to go to tolerance and just to not, you know, not keep knocking on the door if no one's answering. So yeah, it kind of takes two to tango. So sometimes I think you have to go back to tolerance. But I'm not sure. Interesting subject. And I can only apologise to Jacqueline for taking so very long to reply to her question. But yeah, you've got me thinking, Audioboo. Thank you. Toodle-boo.